3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, hello there, Makadi Linjani. It's yet another episode of the exciting DSTV pod. And yeah, I'm so excited. And I am Ladi Quidadai. My name is not excited. The name could be excited, but I don't know. And this is a special edition of the podcast. And I come back with more goodies. So on the last episode, this very podcast episode, DSTV Pod, I told you that I would come back with more information on the latest addition to the DSTV Zimbabwe channels. That is ZTN Prime coming to channel 294 on 24 May 2022. Well, I do. After I attended their launch in Harare, I got you. So let's get into the pod. So on 19 May 2022, I put on a tie, a waistcoat, a white shirt, and of course some pants, obviously, and went over to the official launch of ZTN Prime DSTV channel 294 at Newlands Country Club. It was a swanky, like, you know, umswenko, like, yeah. And while I was looking less like something thrown up by a baby, you should have seen how dressed up folks were there, folks. Yo. Other than, of course, the people who were there, because they work there. Well, it would have been weird if they weren't there. Other than them, there were government officials, the captains of industry. I've always wanted to use that phrase. Creatives and many more. The guest of honor was Information Publicity and Broadcasting Services Minister, Senator Monica Mchangwa, who had a lot of praise for ZTN Prime, DSTV Channel 294.
ZTN is there to chart a new chapter of digital broadcasting in the domain of broadcasting, and it will strive to satiate the hunger for exciting content for a nation which is pleased with so much talent. We've got a lot of talent in our country, and this brings us so much pleasure as we open up the skies with more television channels. What it means is the content creators will then have a chance to really do a good job and to be rewarded well for the job they do. I want to say to ZTN, hey, this is a big achievement. Zimbabweans at home and abroad will have a chance to show their mettle as citizens of the global world. Amhlophe, Makorokoto, ZTN. And I want to say to the TN staff, I agreed because I believe in you. I believe in ZTN.
And if you think this speech was all she did, she didn't just sit there, folks. She was there with her husband, Ambassador Mchangwa. And the couple got down a couple of times, dancing to music by Mbewu as well as Aganya Binde. Yeah, good times.
Ha! My friends and family Yako in South Africa can pay for your DSTV subscription in rands at all ShopRite, Checkers, and Pick and Pay outlets, or any Kazang PayPoint. They'll just need to request a pay at bill payment from the cashier when they name your package that they'll be paying for. And check that the country code 11687 is used before the first 10 digits of your smart card number. Keep the family engaged and connected to the power of great entertainment.
From the host side, Zim Papers, that is, the owners of the channel, no less, so yeah, them, they had a speech from the chairman, Tommy Sithole, and he was full of praise for his team.
I want to give a pam-pam to our really incredible staff, from the most senior management to the shop floor worker. They have made this happen. There are many of you, I can't mention you all by name. I was telling a friend that there were people born in this country, lived, worked, went to school, college, worked, and unfortunately died knowing only one television station, one radio station. Today, just Zim Papers alone has four radio stations. And today, we are celebrating the launch of ZTN Prime. As our friends in Ebonics say, You ain't seen no nothing yet.
I had a chance to meet ZTN Prime General Manager, Nomsa Mkandla, and in their magazine, she said, and I quote, "The Zim Papers Group is on the cusp of unleashing world-class television with ZTN Prime," adding that the channel is a feel-good news and entertainment channel that appeals to a broad spectrum of viewers, cutting across ages between 3 and 65 plus years. So there's something for you, and something for you, and something for you. Everybody gets something.
You know, it's funny how I must fight Tino to wake up and go to school. But since we got DSTV, every morning unongonzwa kachiti. Followed by...
Wow!
And of course...
Blatter, blatter!
It's like, who needs an alarm when she's enjoying the best cartoons like the Smurfs on DSTV? You too can live your stories with Magical Kitties Entertainment from $13 per month. Terms and conditions apply. DSTV, it's your moment.
Then, of course, I met some of the talent you can expect on ZTN Prime on DSTV Channel 294. The first is the very skilled Andy Hodges, who shared what shows he will be doing.
Well, I'll be one of the anchors on Morning Rush. That's at 6 to 7 in the morning. And then every day we'll be doing The Mint, which is a business show, which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday, which will be from 2 to 2.30. And then on Wednesdays, we'll be doing Beat the Market, which is a much more market-orientated stock market show, really boiling down into all the nitty-gritties, much more complicated than The Mint, which is a much more general business show. But Beat the Market is a much more in-depth show.
How big a moment is it that... ZTN is finally going on air?
Oh, wow, Larry, I'm speechless because we've worked so hard for this. It's been, you know, I joined ZTN in 2019, so you can imagine ever since then we've been gearing up for this, and the great day has arrived, and hopefully we're ready.
Also present was Munashi Mukahlera, also adding what she will be doing on ZTN Prime on DSTV Channel 294.
Man, I'm super excited. We've really come a long way. We've put in the hours. We have worked so hard, you know, just trying to put the content together, trying to deliver this this product that you know, we haven't had like a variety of channels in Zimbabwe, so we're trying to bring in that diversity and all of that. So we're super excited, and yeah, we hope that you guys tune in.
What shows are you doing?
I'm a news reader, so look out for Morning Rush, In the Zone, and News Plus. With DSTV, it's not just going to be local. Of course, we're still geo-locked, but obviously with a couple of years to come, it puts me on the map, so many more opportunities, and we just get to take our voice out there. So I love this opportunity.
And finally, the multi-talented Howard Musonza, who will do sport and a lot more. Let's hear what he had to say.
Look at how people have been asking, when are you guys going on air? And you know, it's very difficult to tell people that you are on air when you are on digitally. So I presume what people really wanted was that little box, you know? And you know, going on a platform that's got over 200 million subscribers, you know, one would kill for that. And I look at the kind of content that we've got. For me personally, I'm the head of sports. And I look at what has been on the market and the kind of stories, you know, that are being told. Our thrust as ZTN Sport, we're trying to push the Zimbabwe narrative, because right now, go to anybody, ask them which team they support, they'll tell you, I support Manchester City, I support Liverpool. But we should change that narrative. Sure, I'm the main commentator for the football. One, two, we've got a magazine, a reality show for the men. It's called Simply Gents, because there is a notion out there that men don't talk. But you know, you and I, when we meet, maybe over a drink, we share intimate stories and all that. So we're trying to get a sneak peek into a men's mind. So that's what Simply Gents does. So it's a grouping of men from different backgrounds, different ages, but coming together and talking about issues that affect men.
So exciting.
Are you made for film? Why not give your career a kickstart with a once-in-a-lifetime study opportunity?
The MultiChoice Talent Factory is excited to invite a brand new set of film and TV students to join us in 2022 for a full-year sponsored film training program with industry professionals. Think you've got what it takes? For more information on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, visit MultiChoiceTalentFactory.com before the 3rd of June, 2022. The MultiChoice Talent Factory, growing Africa's film and TV industry.
So where are people from MultiChoice? From MultiChoice Zimbabwe, you might have spotted if you saw them. I had Norman Raisberg, the general manager, as well as Peter Van Deventer, who is the chairman of MultiChoice Zimbabwe. And we also had people, folks from MultiChoice Africa, flying in for the launch. This included Southern Region Director Joe Heshu, and Nwabisa Mashkumza, who is the director of the MultiChoice Talent Factory. Applications are open, as you heard, for that, by the way, and you should really get on that. And also had Georgina Machiriza, the executive head of content strategy and third-party channels. She was naturally excited by the occasion, and she said MultiChoice is driving a hyper-local strategy across the continent. ZTN and other channels are key in driving the strategy as we seek to ensure that there is an intensified rollout of this for us, by us content. She talked about, as far as the commitment to Zimbabwe, she says, as the listeners may be aware, ZTN is the second local channel that has been launched on the DSTV platform in the last 2 months. Our focus on Zimbabwe is ongoing and includes our channel launches, licensing of content, such as can be seen on the Afro Cinema channel that launched on Friday, 20th May, and ends on 29th May. Yeah, so some pretty exciting there. I'm so super excited, folks. And there are shows I'm already looking forward to from Brook Triad, Simply Gents, A Village Court, and of course, the Zimbabwe Casa Laga Premier Soccer League. All coming to ZTN Prime, DSTV Channel 294. So, and I took one about 3 to 65, people singing Geni Levele. Because this is important, guys. As MultiChoice Zimbabwe chairperson Peter Van Deventer said,
the launch of ZTN Prime is one of the most important additions to our bouquet in a while, and I expect it to have a significantly positive impact on our subscriber experience.
And as Nwabisa said, we only partner with the best. This is a show of commitment to Zimbabwe by MultiChoice Africa, Africa's most loved storyteller. And remember, 24 May, that's when it launches. Make sure you have the right decoder. The channel is available across all bouquets, so all subscribers within Zimbabwe will be able to access it. And when I mention the decoder, it means the old decoders are not going to be able to get the channel. Yeah, so make sure you get the right decoder. You can go to MultiChoice and get sorted out, or just contact your MultiChoice accredited installer and they will sort you out. So keep following the DSTV Zimbabwe social media accounts to make sure you stay up to date as we continually increase the offer to our customers. Don't forget to tag me on Twitter via the account at Quirirai with a YI at the end and hashtag DSTVpod. Not on social media, then email dstvzimbabwe@multichoice.co.za. Otherwise, mask up, social distance, wash hands, and stay safe as we're getting into winter. Also stay warm and get and stay connected to DSTV. And as I say, from where I come from, asilwe sasebenza. My name is Larry Quirirai. Pod out.
Join us again next time when we will be back with more tips, techniques, and cheats to achieve the rewards that you deserve. Thank you so much for your time today. And please, set your podcatcher so that you never, ever miss us. Bye for now, and thanks so much for listening.